Just to end, Hayriyas Daf Beis, with one ha'ara, which is really Dover Be'itay Matov. And that is that everyone knows that Yom Kippur at night, we begin davening with Kol Nidre. And after Kol Nidre, the Chazan yells, V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'lager hagor b'soicham, ki l'chol ha'om b'shkaga. A pasuk that featured itself in today's daf, a theme that is the background of today's daf and really the entire Masechta. But v'nislach with the niggin, l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'lager agor b'soicham, ki l'chol ha'om b'shkaga. Gimel pa'amim. This is something that's said immediately after Kol Nidre. Now, you ever wonder why? Why is it that right after Kol Nidre, we say v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'lager agor b'soicham, ki l'chol ha'om b'shkaga? So the truth is, the makar to this is a Ramah. The Ramah is in Hilchis Yom HaKippurim. It's in Simen Tofresh Yotes, it's Sif Aleph. The Ramah says, V'noyagin loymer kol nidre. The meaning is to say kol nidre, b'leil yom kippur, ba'oyde yoyim, while it's still day. Umamshech b'nigunim, and then you mamshech b'nigunim, ad alayla. V'oymeren oysoy sholosh pa'amim. You say it three times. V'chol pa'am, every time you say it, magbiya koyla yoysam b'birishayna. You say it a little bit louder than you said it the time before. V'chein oymer ashliach tzibur sholosh pa'amim v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrov l'ger agar b'soicham ki l'chol am b'shkag. And then afterwards, the shliach tzibur says three times this pasuk of a nislach. The Vilna Gaon in the Bir HaGrah says that why is it that the Ramah said that you're supposed to say v'nislach, and really the makar to this Vilna Gaon is already in the Rishonim. He said the pshat is follows. Because we're starting off by saying Kol Nidre. Why are we saying Kol Nidre? The reason we say Kol Nidre, the Pasha Pshat is based on a Mishnah in Masechtas Nedarim. The Mishnah says that there's an idea that a person should get up on Rosh Hashanah, what we do on Yom Kippur, and you should say that all the Nedarim that I'm going to make this year should be B'Telem U'Mevutal. Now, it's Yaduah, there's a major Machloikis Rishonim. What really that Bitu is? Some Rishonim say that it is what we just said it is. You're being Moisir Maidah. You're saying that I know over the course of the year I'm going to make Nedarim, I'm going to make Shavuos, I'm going to make Charamim, I might be Makab. I don't know. So what you're saying is that Kol Nidre, any neder that I'm going to make, Ushfuye, the Charame, the Koinome, the Kinuse, the Chinuye, the Indarno, the Shtabano, the Charimno, right? All of these things that I'm going to do, I want that they should be Betelem and Mevutalem. Right? That's the idea. That I'm telling you, L'chatchil, I'm being Moisim Eidah, that I don't mean that nether that I'm going to make during the course of the year, and it shouldn't be a nether. Other Rishonim learn just the opposite. That really what you're doing is, you're getting up and you're being Mata Nether. You're being Mata Nether on the Nedarim that you made in the Avar. Right? So some Rishonim hold that you're being Moisim Eidah, that all the Nedarim that I'm going to make in the coming year should not be Nedarim. Other Rishonim hold that what I'm saying is that all the Nedarim that I made should not be Nedarim. This is the Shaila in the Nusach and Kol Nidre, right? Different Machsoyim, different Minhagim. Miyoyim Kippurim Sha'avar ad Yoyim Kippurim Zeh, U Miyoyim Kippurim Zeh ad Yoyim Kippurim Abba Leinu L'Toyva. It gets a little faplunted there sometimes, right? What's the Shaila? If you're going and you're being oiked in the Nedarim that you made the previous year, then it's Miyoyim Kippurim Sha'avar ad Yoyim Kippurim Zeh. And if you're being Moisim Moidah in the Nedarim moving forward, then it's Miyoyim Kippurim Zeh ad Yoyim Kippurim Abba Leinu L'Toyva. So some do both, but the bottom line is that that's where these two Nuschais come from. It's based on this major Machloikis Rishonim, where the Kol Nidre is being Moisim Moidah on the future Nedarim, or Faker. What you're doing is you're being Mat in the Nedarim that were made in the past. But said the Vilna Gaon and Bir HaGrah, and again it comes from the Rishonim, a Dover Nifla Mamish, and that is, let's go according to the Rishonim that hold that Kol Nidre is, you're being Mata Neder. Okay, so you're going now, and you're being Mata Neder on all the Nedarim that you made during the past year. Now we know that Ataris Nedarim is Oikid in Nedarim L'Mafre, which means that not only are you done with the Nedarim moving forward, but really, even the Mafreya, all the Nedarim that you made, Miyayim Kippurim Sha'avrad, Yayim Kippurim Zeh, you knocked out. Which is a tremendous Tayelas. The reason it's a tremendous Tayelas, because what would emerge is that even if you violated that Neder, now that you amatted the Neder L'Mafreya, on some level there was never a Neder, and if there was never a Neder, so now L'Chayra, you're good to go. So anything that you had done in the previous year, on some level is not something that you have to worry about. worry about. Stating that, we know the Gemara says that it says in the Torah, Isha Haferam Vashem Yislach Lo. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, when he used to come to this pasuk, he used to cry. He said, because Mamea Kosa Medaber, what's that pasuk talking about? It's talking about a woman that was Makabal Naziris. Her husband was made for the Naziris. She doesn't know that he was made for the Naziris, and he's going ahead and he's violating the Naziris. You would think that being that the Naziris was Mofer, so as a result, this is not something you have to worry about. Kamash Malon, Isha Haferam Vashem Yislach Lo, that being that she doesn't chap that the nether is mufer, it's for that reason that this woman is still going to need kapara. So you say meres, that even if we say l'mafreya, the nether wasn't a nether, but epesach kapara daf menachal tzopin. Epesach kapara daf menachal tzopin. If you hold that the kol nidre is going to make it that mikanu lahaba, the nether is not going to be a nether. Oh, so you're good to go. You're going to make a nether in the future, and this nether that you're going to make in the future, you're not going to have to worry about. Why you're not going to have to worry about the nether? Because you already moisa maida. But what's going to be if you don't remember that you were moisa maida? You think you made a nether because you did, and now you go ahead and you violate the nether. Your mamish that isha, you're that woman who was makabel naziris. The naziris is nitkai naziris. In her case, it's not a naziris because the husband was made for it. In our case, it's not a naziris. Why? Because you yourself were moisa maida because you said kol nidre b'dmoy shalish, and as a result, it's not something you have to worry about. But at the same time, Isha Aferam Vashem Yislach Lo. You still need Slicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Goyim, being that even after you say Kol Nidre, there's still an element of needing Slicha, based on which passing in the Torah, Isha Aferam Vashem Yislach Lo. It's for that reason, right after Kol Nidre, what do we say? V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael. V'leger agar b'soicham ki l'chol am b'shkaga. That we're doing our part. We're going to make sure the neder is nishkai neder. But if we went ahead and we were violated, this neder versus nishkai neder, we still need slicha. We still need to come on to the Vashem Yislach Lo. And that's this bakosha, this tefillah, this hisoiris of v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael. That all the yidden that violated their nedarim, they should get their slicha. V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael is behemshech to kol nidre. The whole idea of kol nidre is to get rid of your nedarim. Right in the beginning of the Leil Yom Kippur. Right in the beginning of the Yom HaKudosh. But part and parcel of kol nidre is to also get rid of the isha aferim v'ashem yislach l'chol. Says the guy in Amir Agro. That's v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael. That's the pirish of a tefillah that we've said our entire lives and could be never even realized why it is that we're saying it. But I want to tell you a Dover Nifla Mamish that I saw in the Sefer Harire Kedem from a guy in Rabbi Yosef Ber Soloveitchik. He says something so beautiful. He says that why is it that we start Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre, the Yom HaKadosh? This is the way we start. And the truth is, Kama Komus in Ishtabru. This is the way you start the holiest day of the year. And the truth is, the hergish that Yidden have when you come into Shul Kol Nidre, could be there's nothing more poignant on the Jewish calendar than Kol Nidre. But let's be honest, what are you doing? It's just, you're reading like a document. You're being moist in my tongue. You say that any nether that I made or any nether that I did make, I mean, imagine reading a legal contract and crying. I mean, this is like a very technical document. Even read the way it, right? Just even the nusach of it. The Indarno, the Shtabano, the Harimna was clearly written by a Jewish attorney. And we're getting so worked up over it. The amount of emotion that's laced into Kol Nidre, it clearly implies that there's a little bit more here than just simply a reference to a Mishnah Masechtas Nedarim that says as an Indian that at the beginning of the year you should either be Moisim Marda on the Nedarim that you're going to make, or you should be Mat in the Nedarim that you made in the past. Rabbi Yosef Ber Soloveitchik Shteltzu Aloshin of the Mesilas Yesharim. And it's g'day to read two paragraphs in Mesilas Yesharim. Every word in the Mesilas Yesharim, Ki Yodua. Every single word, L'shoinei Azaf. This is in Perik Dalet. It's in B'derech Kenias Hazeiros. Mesilas Yesharim talks about Shuva, and he says as follows. V'zeh, Ki Lefi Shuras Hadin Mamish. Based on Shuras Hadin, Hayuroi Shahachoite Yeonish Miyad, Takeif Lechote Beliam Tanaka. Shuras Hadin would suggest that if a person sins, he should be punished immediately for the sin that he committed. We shouldn't wait. Immediately we should punish him. Not just that. Vigam Shahoinish Atzmo Yebacharoi Naf. Kuroi Lemisha Mamri Pi Habarius Baruch Shemai. Not only should we punish him right away, but the punishment should fit the crime. It should be befitting for someone that was Mamre the Melech Malchi Amlach. Not just that, there should be no way out of this situation. How can a person fix what he already destroyed? How could you eradicate an aveira that was already done? If somebody kills somebody, can you change the reality? Amnam says the Ramchal, Midas Harachamim Hiyanu Senes, Hefech HaSholishudvam Shazacharnu. Midas Harachamim teaches us the opposite of the three things that we mentioned. What were the three things that Shurus Adin says? That if a person sins, he should be punished right away, and that the punishment should be a severe punishment, and there should be no way to go ahead and misaken it. But Midas Harachamim says, Sheyutan Zman Lachoyte, that we give the Choyte some time. He's not going to be wiped away as soon as he sins. And even when he gets punished, it's not going to be the punishment that it really should be. And not just that, and that the chesed gomor, we're going to give him tshuva, akiras harotzin, kakiras hamaisa. So that if this person has an akiras harotzin, it should be like akiras hamaisa. Shabiyois hashav makiras chetai. When a person that wants to do tshuva recognizes his sin, umaydebai, and he confesses, and he thinks and he meditates about how terrible the sin that he committed is. Vishav umischarit olav charata gemura de meikar. And he does tshuva, and he has charata, and it's a charata gemura, and it's a charata de meikar. Ki charatas haneder mamish. Like the person who made a neder and is being mischarit now on the neder that he made. Shehu misnachim lagamri. Because that person has complete remorse over what it is he did. And he wishes he would have never done it. And he's and he gets rid of it. He says, I'm not going to do it again. If a person has the real charata, like in the parsha of Nedarim, that you find charatas a neder has an ability to go ahead and be oiker a neder, your charot and aveiro will be nechshav kakiras a neder, and mischapul, and you can end up getting kapara. So said Rabbi Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik, that you see from the Ramchal, that the Ramchal said that what is the moshel to tshuva? If you want to find the parsha in the Torah that really is the muscle for the concept of tshuva, it's the parsha of Nedarim. The shavu mischarit olav charota gemura de meikara ki charotas aneder mamish. Hinei akiras adovim ritzoyne yichosholei ka akiras aneder umeschapoloi. It's the parsha of Nedarim. See, he says that yesh loimar on Yom Kippur, which is the day of tshuva. It's the day we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us for not being perfect and for making mistakes and maybe even being a lot worse than that. You know, we start the parsha. You know, we start Yom Kippur. You know, we start the holiest day of the year. We get up and we're mat neder and we say, kol nidre ve'esore ushvuye. I want that those nedarim shouldn't be nedarim. By us being matan neder, you know what we're doing? We're being ma'orer in Shemayim. We're reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's a concept of Ataras Nedarim. We're reminding ourselves that there's a concept of Ataras Nedarim. You ever learn Masechtas Nedarim? You ever learn Masechtas Nazir? There's an idea where a person can make a neder and he can be mescharit on the neder. And if you're mescharit on the neder, that neder is nekame kor. It's as if it never, ever, ever happened. Akiras harotzin is ka'akiras ha'maisa mamish. That's what we do when we're matan neder. We start the holiest day of the year to be matan neder, kilashayne azov shalom ramchal, because we're showing the Abish. You showed us in the Torah there's a parish in the Dorim. And in that parish in the Dorim, lick the soit fin tshuva. That's how we start. So what do we say after Kol Nidre? After Kol Nidre, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That just like there's an idea of Kol Nidre, v'nislach l'chol adas v'nei Yisrael. Because if the moshel of the Ramchal of the Mesil Yesharim is correct, well then the Nimshal has to be correct as well. Kol Nidre is the moshel. The Nislach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael. That's the Nimshal. You want to know why we're starting with Nedarim? It's the Mesil Yesharim Perek Dalet. Because the Makar in the Torah to this idea of Tshuva, the Hamchosha that the Mesil Yisharim gave us, B'lashayne Yazov, that is an idea of Akiris HaRotzin is Akiris HaMaisa, and if Yeshavu Mescharit, it could be literally as if it never happened. That is the parasha in the Dharm. Is there a better way to start Yom Kippur than with the parasha in the Dharm? Talk about flipping Akasha. It starts off as being the mystery of all mysteries. And it's the most meaningful thing you can imagine. We're saying Kol Nidre, Nachamol, Nachamol, Bepchiyas, because we're telling the Eibush that you gave us a parish of Nadarim. And you showed us that there's something called Akiras Harot and it's Akiras Amaisa. Well, it's the holiest day of the year, and I have Harot, and I want to do Tshuva. And just like there's an idea of the Nidron Ola Nidre, the asarano la asare ushfu asano la shfuais. So too, that's mechayev. That is an idea of nislach lechol adas bnei Yisrael. V'leger agar b'soichem ki lechol am b'shkaga. Again, davar b'itay ma'atay v'shtag b'zoicha. We still have a few weeks to aksivichsim b'toy v'agut g'ben shiar. We should be zoicha to v'nislach lechol adas bnei Yisrael v'leger agar b'soichem. Ki l'chala am b'shkaga. We should also be zoicha to learn the sugya of shkaga. Mesach des Heiris. That's Hashem over the next few weeks.